here we go. My next guest, very she'll probably get to 61 years with her family. Bridget Clark Whitney on the line. Let's talk all about the work hat you wear of Kids Food Basket under your leadership. Good morning to you, Bridget.
Good morning, Shelley, and happy anniversary to your parents. That's lovely. Good for them.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So, on August 1st on a Saturday. So hopefully they'll step out. You can do that still when you're in your early 80s, but I don't know. They'll probably hang out and pet a horse or two. So we digress, but yet so honored to have the role models. Here we go. Bridget Clark Whitney, on behalf of Kids Food Basket, a very important headline to discuss, that you will stay committed to providing healthy meals to the community, no matter what school looks like this fall. What's this all about?
That's right. And, you know, we've really learned that, especially since the beginning of March, you know, that schools, while are really effective and efficient way to get nourishment to kids, we have got to be able to pivot, and we've got to be able to flex, and we need to realize and be able to distribute food in a multitude of different ways. And so since COVID-19 began here in West Michigan, we've been serving 70 different distribution sites in the four counties that we serve. So in Kent County, Muskegon County, Ottawa County, and Allegan County. And I mean, it is, you know, daily work to be working on distribution sites, many of those run by volunteers. So we're in schools, we're in churches, we're in community centers, we're in parking lots. We are all over 70 different distribution sites within these four counties. And it's been critical because nourishment is more important now than ever. And our children have had a really disrupted school and life experience. Their experience with school, the normalcy, the sense of belonging, all of that has been disrupted, which is even more detrimental for children who are living in poverty, right? It's detrimental for all of our kids, but for kids who are relying on school, especially for a lot of their basic needs to be met, this has been a really disruptive experience. But nutrition disruption can be fatal. And so it's critical for us to continue nutrition distribution and continue to make sure that all of our kids have access good, healthy, nourishing food. So that is what we've been doing daily since the middle of March. And we've served now almost 370,000 healthy, life-giving meals since that early March date. And the need continues to grow. It continues to grow. We have consistent stories of where some of our distribution sites are adding more numbers and need more meals to come, even sometimes as soon as the next day. So, you know, the need is certainly there. And now with our schools, or at least Grand Rapids Public Schools and many schools probably to follow suit, being virtual until Thanksgiving, it's even more important that we are increasing the access. And it's, you know, not all food is created equal either, right? Like, we've got to make sure that our kids are getting good, healthy, nourishing food that our bodies and brains are designed to eat, because food is medicine. And healthy food is one of the most important ways that our kids and our families keep our immune system strong, is good, healthy, nourishing food. And that's more important now than ever. And it's important here in West Michigan for all of us, because our collective health as a community depends on our ability to care for our most vulnerable citizens. And that's work for all of us, right? That's what, you know, being a community is all about. We're here for each other.
Yes, Bridget Clark Whitney again, executive director with our Kids Food Basket, that is staying committed to providing healthy meals no matter what school looks like this fall. A virus cannot and will not stop hunger. How do you move forward then this fall, Bridget? What's the action item?
So continuing to serve our distribution sites where we are right now, and continuing to pay attention to all of our schools and provide our schools what they need. So, for example, with Grand Rapids Public Schools being closed until the end of October, we will be continuing to serve meals through the schools that have nutrition availability, the schools that are providing meals. We will also be in some of our community centers and some of our parking lots and churches throughout the GRPS area, still continuously throughout that end of October. And then beyond that, if necessary, our schools that will be in session will be serving there as we normally do by ensuring that all of our children in those schools that have a need for Kids Food Basket will get healthy, nourishing meals each and every weekday. So we are flexible. We are able to respond because of the giving of the Grand Rapids and West Michigan community. It is because of the West Michigan community that we can respond. In fact, Kids Food Basket is funded by community dollars. So when people are giving to Kids Food Basket, every single meal, every single dollar means a healthy, nourishing meal for a child right here in your community. So all of those community dollars that we're using to respond is because of the generosity of our West Michigan neighbors.
Yes. How are you handling volunteers now?
Yeah, great question. And so we every single day we're paying attention to the CDC guidelines, to what the health department is recommending, and to the governor's executive orders. So we do have volunteers at Kids Food Basket. We have many, many volunteer opportunities on our farm, which is really important. So our volunteers are coming out to our farm. They're helping us to plant and helping to harvest. And every time you harvest a cherry tomato, it is going to one of our kids here in West Michigan that might not otherwise may not likely otherwise have access to cherry tomatoes because produce is so expensive. So every time we've got volunteers who are out here on the farm helping to harvest our good, healthy, nourishing food, it is making sure that healthy food gets into the hands of kids in our community. So volunteers on the farm, for sure. We have volunteers who are helping to pack up meals. That is also a huge need right now. We're being very intentional about it. We've only got 8 volunteers at a time, and then we wash down the whole building, disinfect the entire building, and then we have 8 more volunteers to come in. So our governor's executive orders have said no more than 10 people in a room at once, and so we've got 2 staff and 8 volunteers in our warehouse at once, and then just rotating through that with really good thorough cleans in between. So that is, and then fortunately we're able to have more volunteers outside, and so we're encouraging people who can to volunteer outside. And then lastly, we also still need volunteers to help with delivery and with delivery of meals to our different distribution sites, and some of those are all over Kent County, Muskegon County, Ottawa County, and Allegan County. So if you are interested in helping with delivery, please connect with us as well. We can be found at kidsfoodbasket.org or even following us on Facebook and Instagram. We post a lot of those volunteer opportunities there. But this is a really good time to help your neighbors. It really is. And many of our families have additional capacity right now to be able to help, and Kids Food Basket needs your support.
Great. How do we find out more information, Bridget?
Yeah, kidsfoodbasket.org. We've got a lot posted there on your mobile site or on your computer. Also, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. We're posting different volunteer needs. If you are able to give resources, your neighbor needs them, right? Your neighbors need them. Furthermore, every single dollar means a healthy, nourishing meal. Our food costs have gone up by 66% since the beginning of March. 66%. So resources right now are more important than ever. And again, we're funded by community dollars. So people can easily make a gift and help by texting the letters KFB to the number 56651. So it's text KFB to 56651 and easily make a gift. Any amount means healthy, nourishing meals.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your day, your weekend, and thank you for leading this Kids Food Basket that is staying committed in more ways than one. All right, Bridget. See ya. Thanks.